Oh, welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Suger, and today's episode is on goal setting and getting started for 2023. Back and happy new year from Milan. I actually moved overseas from Australia a few months ago now, and I'm so happy about it. It's just like a whole fresh start and something that I really wanted to do. You know, I think it's just amazing to understand that the world is like quite a vast place. And so definitely we'll be updating you on changes and moving new countries and benefits of that and opportunities there and things like that and how to navigate that as well. But today I wanted to do one on goal setting. It's 2023. This is going up a little bit late, but if you're late to the party and you haven't really decided how you're going to navigate this year, then maybe this might help you out. But today I'm just going to give you my very straightforward, simple, I guess like my, it works for me, how I goal set. And I can give you some other pointers and things on what I do to back up that plan and that system that I've got in place in order for me to consistently achieve and grow. So I feel like the number one thing that you do need to get out of this podcast is that you need to understand that like there is systems, there is action, there is strategies, there are plans, and there is like that a force within every single achievement that you see on the outside. Yes, there are definitely luck in some situations, or there are shortcuts in some situations, but when you get sustainable growth year on year from a person, you just need to realize, guys, this is not a fluke. Like this is actually a system. And so for me, like I've had systems that have developed more and more over the years as I got better, as I met more people, as you know, I was in more serious, more and had more responsibility in my life. And so over time I've really had to like adapt and grow and figure things out. And so if you're in a year where you're just looking at, you know, I don't know what to do, I'm demotivated, whatever it might be, or you've never really set out and done goals that maybe have crossed your mind before, then I hope this podcast will help you out, because my strategy is pretty straightforward. But also understand, just because it's really straightforward and I've like broken it down into like four steps pretty much, doesn't mean it's easy. It's actually still going to be challenging. It just is easier to navigate because you don't have like tons of stages and steps to go through. You just like, I just have four blocks basically. And so I'll go through the first one. And the first one is actually just knowing your goal. I don't know what level of goal setter you are, because this is going out to such a broad audience. But for me, like I have 10-year goals broken down into four or five, broken down into, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And at the end, like I'm looking at achieving a 10-year goal. So my goals are always really big in the beginning of any block, but you don't need to do that if you're new to it and that's overwhelming. So many people don't like to have to wait 10 years to achieve their goals, but for me, I love that process, I love that journey, so I'm happy to do that. And I want to have really big ones to achieve in 10 years, and I want to make sure they're on paper and they're on the whiteboard and they're getting, like I'm taking action every day on them, because that just is fun for me. But a lot of people don't like this, so I'm just going to do it, let's just say, for this year. So the first thing that you want to know is what you want to achieve this year. And I would love if you actually thought about this without pulling goals out of thin air or just doing something that just looks good from the surface. Like you really just got to think about goals. You don't need like a whole list of goals. You even just need one sometimes. And you only really need to do one or two things well. You know, it could like be that you want to, you know, earn a certain amount of money, or you want to start a specific, like you've got to be very you've got to be very specific on what you want. It can't just be like, I want to have a side hustle, or I want to just have a business, or you need to know exactly. Like for me, I don't have any like guesstimations or anything within my goal setting. My target is specific always. I never have vague or gray or something of like what I might want. Like what I want is specific. Like I know exactly what I want. And so the thing is, like when I want to achieve something, I can then actually tailor every single plan, every single strategy, every single thing to this particular goal. And I can chip away at that because my targeting is completely hyper focused on that one thing or that two things or that three things. And so generally I will always achieve my goal because I don't really like to take my foot off the gas when it comes to something. I'm more like somebody that will just like hunt down a specific thing. And when I get that thing, I will obviously be really grateful and stuff. But the problem with it, most people, is they're way too vague, and that's why they don't achieve their goals, and that's why they don't get actually what they want. Or it's just like, or like when you're unclear, even like for me, when I'm unclear in my day and I've got brain fog or something, I go crazy. I'm like, of course, like people are going crazy in this world. Like they're just got no clarity. They don't know what they're doing. Like it's so frustrating. Like one day of me not having complete clarity in my brain, or like a direct plan, or, you know, my list is getting ticked off and there's momentum going, I am going crazy. I'm like, wow. Like I hate the feeling of being stuck. And so that is why my goals are stretched out for so long. It's like, I cannot imagine life without aims. So I don't care how long it takes me to get something or to achieve something or what that is going to require me to do. Like, I don't care what I have to do as long as I am not stuck and I am not getting, like, I do not have my eyes on a prize. So as long as I'm doing that, I'm pretty happy, you know? And so if you can get yourself to be really specific and not be afraid of your own goals and not be afraid to actually like launch, you know, a strategy out and to achieve that, then you will definitely achieve it. It's like, it's almost impossible for you not to achieve what you want to achieve if you're that hyper targeted. And when you do this for over years and years, you do get actually really good at it, and you can like transfer different skills and different strategies into pretty much anything in order to achieve the goal that you want to achieve. The next thing that I do is plan. My plan is usually quite in depth and really specific also. I can use multiple things in order to assist me in making sure that I do achieve something that I've set out to achieve. And so your planning ability needs to be pretty good. You can't just really like guesstimate or just have loose plans. You actually need to like really start educating yourself for the planning stage, because if you miss, you're like blinded, you know, in certain things in life because you haven't like educated yourself, you haven't traveled, you haven't met people that are smarter than you. You're going to be blind to so many things that are like right in front of you. And they could be like ways to work smarter. They could be like systems that you've never heard of. There could be like technology. There could be anything to actually better your plan and your, I'll go into why in a minute, but like to better your plan and the effectiveness of this, it really comes to education. So when you've got more knowledge in your brain, you have the ability to be able to, you know, see things, forecast things, and then also like you're not a black and white thinker anymore. Black and white thinking is only good when your goals aren't like that big, but when you're this or that, it's like this way of thinking, it just limits you, you know, because when you actually really become more educated and you learn more and you've got more knowledge under your belt, you can actually see things from like, it's like a hexagon. And then you've got to come up with like the best method on what you feel at any particular time based on like all of the angles that you can find and all of the possibilities and all of the ways of, let's just say, achieving a goal that sits best with you and that's actually manageable, sustainable and doable for you, and that you actually see a result forming from. So this is where I go into action. Action's like probably the most under talked about thing, because everyone's always like, set your goals, make a plan, you know, write your daily list and everything. But the thing about it is, like, most people actually don't take massive action. And when I say massive action, it's like people, like, they don't actually know what's out in the world most of the time. Like, yes, some people do travel a lot and things, but a lot of people actually don't know, like, what their options are. And in every decision, there's opportunity cost, right? So every time you say yes to a commitment or a deal or a partner, you are saying no to everything else that you haven't seen yet, right? So you don't even know your opportunity cost most of the time. And this is the exact same for when you are setting your goals. Like, sometimes before you even set goals, you should be exploring options and opportunities and possibilities and places, and even going in and doing work experience somewhere, or in, like, just researching something, or just going to, like, wherever, like, just to see things. Because so many people, like, they go into stuff and they actually realize, like, years later, when they've just spent their whole life with a partner or with just anything really, and they've realized, like, this is actually not something that I absolutely love to do. And, like, I did get into this because it gave me this, this, and this at the time. And yes, that has to happen sometimes, but then you also have to be the one to call yourself out and go, I'm actually boxed in here. Like, for me, I had already, like, for example, like, I was in Australia and all of that side of the world, Australia, New Zealand, Asia, Bali, all of that side of the world, living there for over 11 years. Then that sounds like ages. Like, and although I got, like, heaps of countries in and things, and I'd also lived over this side of the world, you know, because I come from Ireland, it also, like, you know, it kind of hit me, like, in 2022 that, like, I've got amazing options for things in Australia. I know this, okay? They're great. There's nothing wrong with them. Everything's great. I'm not ungrateful for them. I'm not dismissing them. I'm not undervaluing these things. But if I'm actually going to act on a commitment and I'm actually going to do these things and actually secure this in for, you know, the next like, it could be a lifetime. It could be, like, at least a good chunk of my life, my better side of my life. What is my opportunity cost? And when I compare it to, like, what I had around me in Australia, it would be fantastic, okay? Like, the opportunity cost there, it would be a no-brainer for me. But then the other thing that, like, I would advise people to look at is, like, the actual global opportunity cost of this. When you then do this, it really minimizes, not undervalues, but it really minimizes how high up you can put something, because most people aren't prepared to zoom out in their decision making. And this is also what I do for careers and things. Like, I look at, okay, like, I'm doing great in comparison to this person and that person. And actually, a good friend of mine in Australia who is very successful, he gave me this advice. He said to me that, like, you have the potential to do way better than what you're doing. I'm not saying you're not doing better than most girls your age or whatever, and you're not doing good, but he was like, you need to shoot for the moon. Like, you're not doing good, and you need to get into rooms with people where you are, like, doing the worst, so that you will step it up and you can zoom out. And when I actually, like, took on that advice, I was like, wow, like, it's so weird that, like, my own parents and everyone, like, my friends are always like, you're doing so well, you know, well done. Like, I was always getting those hits of validation. And when I then, like, become friends with, like, people that really had, like, achieved some of the biggest things in the world, and they explained this to me, I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go overseas then, and I'm going to go and find people that are the most successful, and I'm going to go hang out with them, because I want to be the worst, and I want to know how they are with where they are. I don't want to take anything from them. I don't want to use them or anything, but it's so important to not, I guess, like, when it comes to your action, like, to not secure anything too quickly without really having zoomed out. Like, you want everything to be a choice, like, not something you settle for. And you also want to know that, like, if you are going to be adding people into your circle, that, like, these people are actually going to be actively in the pursuit of growth. They want to also be growing. Like, if you decide on some commitment with somebody, you know, for whatever it is, like whether it's business or relationally or friendship, whatever it might be, you also got to know that like these people aren't going to be dropping in and out of your life, or like at some point, you know, they're going to decide, oh, this wasn't really the route for me and things. You need to really see like that. I guess like the reason why I make the move and why I did things is because I can already identify from the outside people that are living currently in a similar way that I will want to in 10 years. So I know that they're already 10 years ahead of me or 5 years ahead of me, meaning like that is their goal. And so I don't get jealous of them. It's just like, I know I'm going to be there. And so I am already halfway there. And I want to be around people that are actually already by themselves as individuals living in places and doing things and have plans and goals and dreams that are much even bigger than me. And things I wouldn't have even dreamed possible. You know, I want to be around people that are like expanding my mind and my horizons, and but also are somewhat on the same page as me. Because the thing is, like, it's really sad, but like I'm sick of outgrowing people. And so my strategy for this section of my life has changed. I'm like, okay, I need to be finding people that are much more advanced than me. Because my entire life, I've literally just been outgrowing partners and just things. And it really just, it's obviously how the journey has to go. But I also realize that like, I love to learn, I love to explore, I like having life, I like having yin and yang. I'm not like somebody that has to have everything like perfect or has to have like all of this, everything aligned and like whatever. But I do want to like sort of see like all sides of life, and I want to see what's possible, and I'm prepared to put that work in. I'm prepared to do whatever it takes. And I think that's kind of like the mindset that you need to have, rather than just like thinking, oh my God, what am I going to get out of this? Or like, I spent money on this flight and I didn't meet anyone, or someone didn't show up or whatever. You have to want to do it anyways. And you have to not be thinking about what you're losing in the process of like gaining, because every single thing contributes to where you're going to lead up to. And that's the reason why like my goals are so stretched, because if I was to only think of this year and like what I'd come out with this year, I would be like racing. And there are certain things that I have to come out with this year. There are certain deadlines that I have got in place, but those were like prepared like 2 years ago, 1 year ago. And so I was already like coming into this year knowing that this is the cutoff date for this. And but I've had time, right? So it's like I give myself like realistic windows to really like finalize things also. But there are some things that like throughout the year, you know, you should be putting deadlines and targets on, because otherwise the problem is like, I think it was Elon Musk that said this, but if you tell yourself it's going to take you 6 weeks, it will take you 6 weeks. If you tell yourself it's going to take you 6 months, it's going to take you 6 months. And there is there's like, that is true. And it doesn't matter how big the goal is. And it's quite surprising, but like what you give yourself in terms of time, it really does manifest into like the reality. Like every action, it's just like a subconscious thing like that you take, if the goal matters to you enough. Which is why you can't just pull these goals out of thin air. Like they actually have to be like something that you really want or need. And if you're in need of it, it's so much better. Like, you know, underprivileged kids generally, like when and if they do see a way out of like that life, and they see themselves in a, you know, a positive light, and they start to get hungry for goals, they generally will outwork someone that's like privileged and has all the skills and the money and things. Like they can actually generally, those are the kids that do the best in business and in life, because they just will, like, it's like pretty much like desperation, I would say. And when you're really desperate to achieve something, you pretty much will achieve it. Like it's like do or die type mentality. And so you sort of want to have goals that matter that much to you. And you really want to tap into those feelings of like how life is going to be when you achieve them. But also during that process, I would say, you do need to stay grounded to some capacity, and you do need to be like a, like you don't want to like develop like this ego, because you're so far into your visualizations and things, you definitely want to make sure that you are being grounded and you're looking after your spirituality and your health and your community and people around you, because this is your goal. But also don't forget, like, other people exist. And I think, like, that is what separates, like, true success. And that's what time gives you. It gives you, like, a little bit more, it gives you, like, a little bit more room to give other people, like, a smile and a moment, you know. And I think that's so important, because people are what build your business, and people are what build you up too. Every time you meet someone new, like, they could be a new customer of yours, they could be somebody that becomes a friend, they could be the next partner that you have, they could be, like, your next business partner, they could be anything to you. So you always want to make sure that, like, you're not blind. Like, being blind, I think, is in that state of ignorance, just because you're so hyper focused, can really push you further off the mark than where you want to be. And it also isn't like I definitely think, like, when you're new to goal setting in your action stages, you can get, like, this thing where you're all or nothing, and you're just like, you want to appear so dedicated that, like, you don't have any other thing going on in life. And although tunnel vision and all of that is good when it comes to action, and focusing on one goal is excellent, because it's better than having no goals, it is also important to understand that there's 5 pillars of health. And I know I'm like a mom going on about this, but honestly, you don't want to drop the ball on, like, other things because you've got one new goal and this is all new to you, because you want to create that balance. It's like a sign of sustainability. It is a sign of, like, self-care. It's like part of, like, your health wheel, you know, and all of these things make you optimal. And so, yes, there's more to balance, and yes, there's more to keep on top of, and there's more to organize and stuff like that. But throwing all your eggs in one basket just because you've got one goal that you really must achieve, it's like, it's not necessary. You can just stretch out a little bit longer and actually make sure that if that goal does fail, you're not going to fall down with it. You've got other things that are actually working really well as well in life, and all of those require, you know, some fuel and some love and some attention as well. So you don't want to be dropping the ball there, but you also want to be in that pursuit consistently. Like, you really do have to have the mentality of, like, okay, if I fail or I don't like whatever that has happened, you've got to kind of, like, assess, like, whether the opportunity cost is worth starting and fixing something, or you need to just, like, it's a sign for you to, like, go move on and level up and look at your other options within that same category of, like, your end goal, if that makes sense. Because the greatest thing ever about life is, like, when you're prepared to pack up your life and leave. And I know, like, not a lot of people are prepared to do this, but if you really live in total state of freedom, and I'm not saying I don't have commitments, every single thing I have has commitments attached to it. The freedom is a commitment. Like, it means that I have the ability to just get up and make something happen, be at a meeting, do something. Like, I will go to another country if I have to regularly, and I will pay the money if I have to ensure that I either begin and form a relationship that's important, to be at meetings, to do things that are important. Because this is like what you're willing to put in is what you will get out. And I'm prepared to do anything to get what I want, to make sure that, like, it is actually how I want it. And that all comes from your goal being clear in the beginning. Like, you also have to be realistic, guys. When, for example, you try something or you've seen something and you're like, okay, I see potential in this, and you're just, like, a really optimistic person, you are going to have times where that optimism and what you've seen in the beginning isn't actually reality because you've investigated. And the final step of my goal setting, planning, achievement strategy is analysis. So it's always fine to plant seeds and to start stuff and to investigate stuff or to try stuff or just be there and just, like, see what things are about. But when you're actually trying to figure out whether or not this is actually a good decision or a bad decision, you know, and this is outside of, like, opportunity cost, but this is just, like, your one-to-one analysis and investigation, like, your due diligence on anyone or anything, although everyone has good and bad and everything has positives and negatives, it is so important to know your margin of safety. Now, establishing your own values, which I probably have to go into, or there's other podcasts you can listen to here on that, is where you're going to understand if this is right for you or not. The only way to achieve and to actually get really good outcomes for yourself is to actually know yourself as well. If you don't know your values and you don't understand your character, you don't know yourself well enough, you're not going to be able to identify like the margin of like your margin of certainty when proceeding with anything, because you don't know what actually matters to you and what's important to you and what could like, because like you don't like, although it's really cool to have, let's just say, certain material things or a house or a partner that's really rich or like all of this stuff, you want to know what you have to give over for this. Like, do you have to move country? Do you have to sell your soul for this? Like, you need to know what this exchange is, because with every interaction, like, nothing's just on pure bliss. There's always some sort of exchange. Nothing just happens and there's no flukes. Like, so you need to know what it is there that you have to do, and you have to be willing to say no a lot, you know, because you are going to be presented with what you want and there are going to be windows of opportunity. But once you discover like the downfall is too high of a price, whether that's like your peace or your sanity or it's distance or it's just like there's just something that doesn't, that outweighs the good that you get, you need to know that there are other avenues that you can get that same thing. It just may take a bit longer, but at a lower cost for you mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. It might just be that it just sits right. It's more natural. You get like, it's just better. And so it's really important as well, like, to know how you're achieving your things and your goals, because when you do your analysis, like, so many people get let down because they're like, oh, I thought that was perfect. Like, it all had this, it all had that. But like, actually, there's so many things that I could have had earlier. And there's so many ways that I could have done things faster, or I could have shortcutted lots of different things for myself, and I still can, but I won't, because for me and my values, the opportunity cost is too high for me, and the margin of certainty for me to be able to sustain doing things a certain way. I know how to do things quicker. I know how to get things faster. And I know I'm aware of all of this information. I'm aware of multiple sides of the world and how things happen, but I also choose my path based on like what I know I'm going to be proud of, and that inner peace and that inner certainty and like information and skills that I want to pass down to my kids. Like, I do think really in depth about things, and every single decision I make is based on like a multitude of factors outside of even myself. It's also like how I'm going to communicate how I've done something to someone or to my parents or to my children. And you can have things in life, but like it's easy to get things, but if you're actually working toward things in a particular way and you've got like this set criteria for reasons that are important to you for later on, that are not maybe important right now but will be later on or will be at some point or some conversation, if you haven't really put the work in, people are going to know, because you're not going to be able to explain yourself or the journey, and you're not going to have acquired the skill sets. So there are shortcuts to getting materialistic things. There are shortcuts to getting in your dream house. And there are ways that you can just easily like do there's so many different ways that you can do things that are illegitimate. Is that the word? But are not legitimate, right? And are not sustainable, basically. And are not things that you are going to be proud of or other people are proud of. And it's so important that when you are going after your goals, you don't compare yourself to people on social media, because you don't know how people and at what cost people are getting their things. So you need to know and establish like your value set. You need to establish like your own plan that works for you. You need to like take time. Like, so many people try and rush me into things, and I'm like, I am actually making this a choice. Like, you need to understand that when somebody is actually making like an informed decision, they're actually like, they're not comparing you or the project or the idea or anything. Like, they are making a decision based on choice, like not based on need, not based on want, but based on choice. And they would have looked at this from a variety of different aspects. And so if you have a person in front of you that's going to do that, that's a really solid person, because you know they're not just going to jump into conclusions or jump into commitments and jump in all over the place all the time. They actually have a solid basis as to why they're doing things and how they're doing things. And I want you girls to really establish these things, because if you don't establish these things, then a lot of your goals are going to be short-lived. If you don't understand your why and you don't have a goals that actually matter to you, then it's very likely that you're going to quit. And even if they do matter to you, but you don't have like a really heavy, like a really important reward for when you achieve it, or a really tough, like maybe you've gotten bullied before and somebody said you were a loser or you were fat or something, and if that, you don't use that as fuel to excel in your transformation and in your next goals and where you're aiming for, and you don't use that as a constant reminder, then it's so easy to get like to drop off or lose like even intensity and to keep evolving within your goals. So you always want to take every experience in life as like a little bit more data or a little bit more information as to like what you need to avoid or what you need to learn for yourself, or just like as a general like rule of caution. I feel like last year gave me so many eye openers. Like I just thought, oh, okay, like, you know, I want to see things this way. But, you know, then it's like the hard truth of life is that like reality is reality. And although you want to, like, I would never go into life like trying to fix someone or change someone. And that's just not my job. I think it's everyone's own job to be supported and support others. But to make these changes for themselves and do the inner work and like the learning and the journey and the identification of value and what's important and values and all by themselves, and to character build by themselves and to be aware of like their actions and behaviors, you know, stemming from that inner character. And this is everyone's own personal job and journey. And this really ties into your luck with goals, because a lot of people, like, they want to believe that somebody's giving the pretty girl stuff or that she's got like this rich boyfriend that's doing it all. But actually, like, some people actually put the work in for years and nobody's seen it. And it's not until like you actually hear that person explain it that it all makes real sense. And you don't need to rely on anyone. You don't need to go out looking for someone to lean on. I want you girls to really take control of your own lives and get what you want to get. Like, don't settle, because settling is where unhappiness comes in. Not aiming high enough is why people are not satisfied, and throwing a blind eye to certain things in their life because they just can't be bothered to make the changes. Or something's too expensive, so they want to party, or they want to buy clothes. They don't want to jump on the flight for a meeting. Like, it's just, you've got to decide for yourself, like, what you want more. Like, today, or, like, you want the clothes today, or, like, the outfits today, or be at the party today, or do you actually really want to be the best version of yourself? Like, you're accumulating experiences and investing into, like, your goals and your journey. So these are like decisions that you have to weigh up as well. These all come back down to like values. These all come back to core beliefs. They come back to your character. Like, every single thing, every experience, for good or bad, should be like actually pulled to the surface in front of you and ripped apart. And you should be able to take learnings from this and use it as data and investigate and read and educate yourself on it. This makes you a well-rounded person, and then the world is actually very limitless for you. And so this year, girls, I really want you to go and buy a journal. The ones in Kmart, if you're Australian, are actually the best. I'm ordering them. I can't find any in Europe at all that actually are good. And so I've actually purchased from Australia and getting it sent here to goal set, like the same one that I had last year. They've just got like so many sections on them, and they're actually just really good for goal setting and keeping on track of things. I'm personally a writing type goal setter, but if you're like somebody that likes the computer or whatever, then feel free to do that. But yeah, definitely, guys, get focused, get your values together, get your goals really clear, get your plan together. Definitely do not drop the ball on action. And like, action is not just like getting on a flight or doing or moving. You might not even have to do that, you know. It's like your preparation. It is your, you know, your actual work. It is like the quality of your work. It is like the quantity of work that you're doing. It's the self-care that you're doing. It's like literally everything. And you just got to make sure you're on top of it. And you've got to be disciplined. You've got to be really strict on this. And you've got to get to a point where like everything that you do contributing to these goals becomes a habit. Like, this is why I don't stop, because I don't want to break these good habits. These habits make me happy. They actually make me happy. Like, so many people always ask me, like, why do you want to break? Why don't you want to break? Like, why would I want to break? Like, this is what I set out to do in the world. Like, this is literally what I'm here to do. Like, I love this. And so I don't want to break. I want to keep learning. I don't want the success today. I don't need anything from you. I'm just here to learn. I just want the experience. And I think that's what makes it so great. And I stay in abundance. I think that's the final thing. Make sure that you're supporting other people. Make sure that you're not doing anything to rip or undercut anyone else off, because even if they don't catch you or they don't know you're doing it or whatever, and it's just a little thing that you're doing, you need to be conscious in every single word that you say and every action and how you treat and see other people, because this is like, this will come back around to you. You are a magnet. So when you're in a low energy, low vibration, you're rude to people, you're just like a really angry person. A lot of the time, like, you won't see those people succeeding. They won't succeed. And even if they've got money, that's just one aspect. They're probably not actually happy. And that's a major defect there. And that would affect a lot of everything that you don't see behind the scenes as well. So make sure that you're in abundance. Make sure that you are giving out love to other people. You are helping. You are giving a donation here and there. You actually think about the person that's in front of you as a person, and that not that you're above them. Particularly girls, if you have started achieving things, look people in the eye and actually like remember that you were once in a position that maybe wasn't great, and like anyone can make a decision to become great. So you never want to treat anybody below you like as below you just because you've got goals, you know. Don't do that. It's not good for anyone. It's not helpful, and it's just not necessary. It's literally like so unattractive. I really dislike that. Like, I just think it's like, it's such a sign that someone still hasn't grown. And that's it really, guys. So I hope you all have a fantastic start to the year. Let me know how you go with this podcast and what you thought of it all. And I will see you all next week. Bye.